Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The petrodollar system is a mechanism of global economic subjugation. It was established by the Jewish power structure that currently rules the United States. Its purpose is to maintain the dollar as the world's primary reserve currency, because that facilitates the Jews' ability to create money at the stroke of a keyboard and have it accepted as real. This is a parasitic arrangement where the Jews' janissary state, the U.S., forces the global economy to buy American debt, ultimately issued by Jew-dominated banks, and forces everyone to utilize the dollar, essentially exporting U.S. inflation. A key factor in the whole system is maintaining the military capacity to crush any nation attempting to exit the system. This arrangement is the bedrock of Jewish power, and it rests upon a foundation of blood, coercion, and systematic financial extraction. In the early 1970s, the United States faced an acute crisis. The post-World War II economic system, established by that war's Jewish victors, the Bretton Woods system, which tied the dollar internationally to gold while forbidding its own citizens to own the metal, collapsed under the pressure of excessive spending on the Vietnam War, the Cold War, and domestic Love Thy Negro social programs. As the world realized that the rulers of the U.S. had inflated the money supply far beyond its gold reserves, confidence plummeted. President Roosevelt had ended the gold standard for ordinary Americans in 1933. President Johnson ended silver redemption and silver coins in 1965. And then President Richard Nixon ended the gold standard even for intergovernmental settlements in 1971. The dollar faced a precarious future. Without a tie to anything tangible, foreign nations lost the incentive to hold much American currency. The solution emerged in 1974 through a secret agreement between Kissinger and other Jews working with the Nixon administration and the House of Saud. The United States promised to provide military protection and hardware to the Saudi regime. In exchange, the Saudis and eventually almost all oil-producing states were forced into the same deal, agreed to price all their oil exports exclusively in U.S. dollars. Furthermore, they agreed to invest their surplus dollar profits into American treasury bonds. This ensured a permanent, artificial demand for the dollar. Every nation that required oil, which is every industrial nation, was thereby forced to accumulate dollars to conduct trade, to even exist, in fact. This was not a natural, market-driven development. It was an imposed geopolitical mandate that effectively turned every oil-importing country into a financier of American government deficit spending and the payment of billions in interest to the Jewish power structure. It backed the now unbacked dollar with not oil, but with the threat of violence and mass murder by the U.S. military if oil were sold for anything other than U.S. dollars. The petrodollar system created a feedback loop of American Zionist Jewish hegemony. When a nation needs oil, it must trade its goods or services for dollars. It then sends those dollars to the oil-producing nations, primarily in the Middle East. The oil producers take those dollars and buy U.S. Treasury bonds, recycling the wealth back into the American financial system and allowing the politicians to spend endlessly, and for the Jewish power structure to extract usury endlessly. This allows the U.S. government to fund the immense military budgets, global bases, and all the rest, which props up the Jewish-Israeli war machine, and depose or kill any leader who tries to opt out. It also allows the U.S. government to borrow endless dollars created by the banking system and run massive trade deficits without facing the traditional economic consequences of currency debasement. Were it not for the petrodollar system, the U.S. dollar would be an ever-plummeting laughingstock, like African or mestizo joke states' joke currencies usually are. The dollar, inflated beyond all reason, is plummeting constantly, but because of the petrodollar system, it collapses at 3% to 10% annually instead of 50% a month. The United States effectively taxes the rest of the world to fund its own monetary expansion. Because other countries must hold dollars to function, the U.S. can borrow vast amounts of currency to pay for its domestic and Israeli-centered foreign policy goals, and the Jews can collect usury payments on it all forever, exporting the resulting inflation to these foreign holders. It is a system of modern tribute. The enforcement of this system is brutal. Any sovereign leader who threatens to abandon the dollar for oil pricing model becomes an immediate target for American-backed regime change, sanctions, or direct military intervention. Saddam Hussein provides the definitive case study. In 2000, Iraq announced it would accept euros instead of dollars for its oil exports. This move directly challenged the monopoly of the petrodollar. The subsequent invasion of Iraq in 2003, justified by manufactured claims regarding weapons of mass destruction, resulted in the rapid restoration of dollar-denominated oil sales, as well as the utter destruction of a modern and fairly efficient Arab state, an outcome long desired by Israel. The narrative of spreading democracy served as a convenient mask for killing anyone who got in the way of the rotten system that misrules us. Muammar Gaddafi in Libya faced a similar fate. He proposed the creation of a gold-backed currency to replace the dollar in the continental African oil trade. This was perceived as an existential threat to the petrodollar structure. The NATO-led intervention in 2011, which dismantled the Libyan state, murdered its leaders and their families, and left the country in a state of perpetual chaos, ensured that this gold-backed alternative remained unrealized. The destruction of Libya was another bloody warning to any leader who contemplated breaking free from the Washington-Tel Aviv axis. Some wits have called this system of backing a currency with raw violence proof of war, in contrast to the proof of work which can back an honest currency, like that imagined by Henry Ford or instituted in the real world by Adolf Hitler and the creators of Bitcoin. The petrodollar system mandates a violent, murderous, interventionist foreign policy. The United States must maintain a massive military presence in the Middle East to ensure the loyalty of oil-producing regimes. This explains a lot about why some Arab regimes act against the interests of their own people. The U.S. political establishment, just like their Jewish overseers, prioritizes the stability of their unnatural monetary military system over any moral principles. The current conflict in the Middle East, particularly the Iran war, serves to consolidate this control. Iran, a nation that has consistently sought to bypass the dollar, represents a persistent hurdle to total financial hegemony. Proponents of the existing order label the dollar's status as a result of trust or market efficiency. But that's a fabrication. The dollar is the reserve currency because the United States possesses the largest military force in history and uses it to enforce the compliance of energy-producing nations. When a country attempts to sell its natural resources in a non-dollar currency, the United States and Israel initiate a combination of financial warfare and covert CIA-Mossad subversion to destroy that nation's leadership. If that doesn't work, the military is called in. The recent moves by the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, to develop alternative trading mechanisms are a direct response to the weaponization of the dollar. These nations and others have observed how the United States simply seized billions in dollar-denominated Russian and Iranian financial assets after conflicts escalated. These countries' desire to hold dollars is now greatly diminished. In a world of true freedom, it would be rapidly approaching zero. They've been slowly shifting toward bilateral trade in local currencies. That equals more subversion, more war, more regime change in the future. The United States and its covert masters has reached the point where it can no longer rely on the productivity of its own increasingly incompetent and increasingly non-white citizens to fund its ambitions. As the American manufacturing base continues to wither under open borders capitalist globalism, and as national debt climbs into unsustainable territory, the incentive for the rest of the world to continue subsidizing Israeli bully boy America via the dollar is reaching a breaking point. The petrodollar is a relic of the post-World War II period when American power was unchallenged. It currently serves as the final tether preventing the total collapse of the American fiscal house. The inevitable end of this system will bring significant hardship to a public that has been shielded from the reality of its own nation's economic decline for decades. The war on Iran is in part a conflict over the survival of the petrodollar. Iran represents the primary state-level threat to American-Israeli hegemony in the Middle East. It has spent decades developing trade networks, energy infrastructure, bilateral agreements that explicitly exclude the U.S. dollar. By facilitating oil and gas sales to China, Russia, and other regional actors in local currencies or via barter, Iran proves that a major energy producer can function outside the petrodollar system. The evil powers that rule us find this intolerable. If the Zionist Jewish American establishment allowed Iran to successfully integrate into the global market on its own terms, other nations would surely follow suit. The powers that be cannot tolerate this, because the dollar's value depends on forced adoption. So the conflict is not about human rights, democracy, or even regional stability. It is simply mass murder and destruction to maintain this rotten petrodollar and Jewish supremacist system. As long as Iran refuses to yield its sovereign control over its energy exports to the dictates of the Federal Reserve and the International Jewish Banking Cartel, it remains the central target of American aggression. The war is a struggle for the control of global energy trade and for the preservation of the dollar as the ultimate instrument of Jewish power. In the eyes of our misrulers, this necessitates the isolation or destruction of any entity that empowers others to trade without it. Without the petrodollar, at least half of the power of the Epstein world order collapses overnight. That would be a beautiful thing to see. The history of the petrodollar is a chronicle of coercion, tyranny, mass murder, and modern-day slavery. It is a system built by Jews and their white collaborators to secure power at the expense of national self-determination. It has justified wars, orchestrated the downfall of governments, and fueled a culture of permanent wars for Israel. The reliance on the petrodollar has warped not only American foreign policy, but our entire society and culture. It facilitates the destruction of our race. True independence requires a rejection of this parasitic model. As the American state becomes ever more non-white and warped by Jewish lies, its effectiveness in all areas of endeavor will decline. Its misrulers will find its capacity to dictate terms increasingly constrained. Even though they will choose the violent option more and more often in desperation, truly, the era of the petrodollar is drawing to a close. The stability that once masked the underlying decay of the Washington-Tel Aviv Empire is vanishing. We, who care nothing for this rotten system, but who care everything for the future of our divine race, we'll have many new opportunities in the years to come. Let's get ready for them.